This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today here with Francisco Rojas. Gotcha on this Monday. And after the Phils do take 2 of 3 from the Washington Nationals, unfortunately, our new, closer in Joan Duran blew a save on Friday night. It was eventually going to happen, especially when he's going to be here for the next 2.5 years. It's okay. It's fine. It happens. But that was the only loss that the Phillies have taken all week was on Friday night when the Phils lost that game 5-4 to Washington. But other than that, they sweep Washington, take 2 of 3 from Washington and finish the weekend on a high note behind Ranger Suarez. Big game yesterday, and we're going to get into all of it. And the Phils sit right there in first place in the National League East, right in front of the New York Mets, where we do have a big series coming up here against New York. As they sit 7 games in front of New York, we're going to get into that series, of course. And we're going to get into everything today. And also, Field of Dreams game was announced, and guess who's in it? Philadelphia Phillies. Who are they playing? If you didn't hear about it, we're going to get into that as well. So stay tuned. A lot of stuff to talk about today. But big news that we have to start to begin the show here with is Zach Wheeler. And we get the news, and the Phillies announce on Saturday afternoon that Zach Wheeler was diagnosed with venous thoracic outlet syndrome and will undergo thoracic outlet decompression surgery sometime in the coming weeks. That is according to the Phillies. And they came out on Saturday and announced that Zach Wheeler will indeed be missing the rest of the season. Unfortunately, it's what we all pretty much suspected since the news that Zach Wheeler, had the blood clot in his upper right shoulder. So ever since we had found that out, we knew that Zach Wheeler, it was, more or less knew that he was probably not going to be back this season. And by the way, it's more of the type of thoracic outlet syndrome that Merrill Kelly had, which is the venous, different from the neurogenic version, which is what Steven Strasburg had pretty much ended up having, and what he, essentially retired from baseball from having that type of TOS, thoracic outlet syndrome. And so, which is good news, because I think more players have had the type that Strasburg has had and not the type that Wheeler has had. Now, Merrill Kelly had the same one that Wheeler, we think, has, and he came back. So he had that at the end of 2020 and came back and was ready by the start of spring training the next year. Now, the recovery timeline for Zach Wheeler here looks like it's going to be a 6 to 8 month thing. So we're sitting here in August, and if it is 6 to 8 months, then he could potentially be ready by opening day next year. Now, every case, everything that I'm reading is that, you know, now every case is different and can kind of go on its own. But I guess best case scenario here is that Zach Wheeler is back by opening day next year. And that's a possibility. Now the number one essential thing here is, and I've, you know, talked about it, you know, on the airwaves on 94 WIP and on this podcast as well. The most important thing is for Zach to take as much time as he needs to for himself, whatever the decision that he ends up making, whether maybe he ends up retiring earlier than he planned to, and which was supposed to be 2027 at the end of his contract, or if it ends up being maybe in the next 6 to 8 months, he just decides to hang it up and he says, well, you know, maybe this isn't even worth it. But he did have an Instagram post, and it read basically that, you know, he's excited to get back for the fans and whatnot. And I'm going to read it right here. So he said, thank you for all the support this season. He put this out, you know, yesterday. Thank you for all the support this season. It means the world to me and my family. As many of you know, I'll be having surgery in the coming weeks, which means I'll miss the rest of the 2025 season. It's tough news, but I'm so grateful for all the love and well wishes I've already received. I'm locked in on the work ahead and can't wait to be back in 2026, ready to give everything I've got for this team and this city. Thanks for riding with us through it all. So maybe, and Wheeler posted that yesterday, and maybe that, look, it's just an Instagram post. Maybe, again, maybe he changes his mind, but looks like that he wants to come back from this injury and get back to pitching for this baseball team. And again, his health and what he thinks is best for him is the thing that's most important. But also, I mean, that would be great if he could come back and be, you know, with this team, because I mean, he's essential to their success. And he was essential to their success this year. But hopefully this team can, you know, view Wheeler not being here anymore right now as this season as a rallying cry. And I've talked about this on the pod before. Hopefully they can do that. But Zach Wheeler, he is out for the season, unfortunately. And the Phillies will not have Zach Wheeler anymore this season. But speedy recovery to Zach, and bet well wishes to the next, you know, 6 to 8 months that the type of rehab and recovery he's going to have. So Zach Wheeler not on the Phillies anymore this season. So that is the Zach Wheeler news. So yesterday's game, really, I mean, not like a whole lot to talk about outside of Ranger had a fantastic game. He went 7 innings, only allowed 3 hits, struck out 11. I think that's a career high for Ranger. Back-to-back games with double-digit strikeouts for Ranger Suarez. And, I mean, we're talking about the Zach Wheeler thing. I mean, that's big for this team. That's big for Ranger Suarez to you know, potentially show that Zach can, or that Ranger hopefully can be consistent and be a part of the rotation for this team. And it's important. So Ranger has it's a great start. He's the number one reason why they won yesterday, considering they only put three runs on the board. Now, they did allow a couple of runs afterwards. Jose Alvarado came in after Ranger Suarez, did not look all that great, had issues with command and whatnot. But Tanner Banks ended up coming in for an inning right after Alvarado, and Chustador doesn't allow any damage. And Orion Kerkering did come in the ninth, gave up a home run, but that's all the damage that the Phillies pitching would allow on the day. And the Phillies win this game 3-2. And behind the great pitching, but also behind Rafael Marchand having a two-run double, as well as working a walk to walk in a run. So Rafael Marchand going 1-for-3, a double, three runs batted in and a walk. So, I mean, Rafael Marchand, was a big part of the offense and not something I guess you would necessarily expect out of Rafael Marchand. But team needed it yesterday because they didn't get a whole lot of offense from really anybody else. Nick Castellanos did have a run scored in the game. He was, he came in on that two-run double. Went 2-for-4, but besides that, didn't really get much from anybody on the fill. So that was it's really all you needed to know from yesterday, as they were able to salvage the series finale and win the series and take 2 of 3 from Washington. So just some general takeaways from the series. Encouraging starts from Ranger, from Aaron Nola, I think, but from both of them. I mean, Taiwan did a solid job. Again, I mean, Taiwan is your fill-in fifth starter. I mean, now, I guess he's the fifth starter at this point because of the Wheeler injury, but encouraging starts from Ranger Suarez and also from Aaron Nola. Nola went 6 innings, allowed 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them were earned, and 1 walk, and then the 6 strikeouts. Didn't give up a couple of those home runs, but at least they were solo. Again, the big thing with Aaron Nola.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is the blow-up innings and as well as the home runs where they're 2 or 3 run shots. Like, we don't want that. We want the thing that Aaron Nola did last year that contributed to a lot of Nola's success in 2024 was his ability to only give up solo bombs, only to give up those solo bombs. So for Aaron Nola to only give up solo home runs and, only allowing, 3 runs, 2 of them earned, it's not like a perfect outing, but step in the right direction, because this team is going to need Aaron Nola here down the stretch and in the playoffs. I'm sorry. I know I'm looking at the same big picture, and I I know sometimes we tend to look at things, and I do as well, of course, with how things look recently. But I still view Aaron Nola as this team's number two. Like, I do. I still do, and I know that's not necessarily a super popular thing to say at this point because I know how Rangers look lately and how Jesus Luzardo has even looked lately, but Aaron Nola is still going to be the number two going into the postseason. He still is. And as much as I know he's had a really bad season at this point and Luck also has been injured, I know Aaron's still the number two. Aaron's still the number two. So encouraging start from Aaron Nola, and obviously I've already talked about it, encouraging start from Ranger Suarez. I mean, these are back-to-back really, really good outings from Ranger, especially this one where he didn't, you know, limit the damage and then some. I mean, he didn't allow anything. I mean, he goes 7 shutout and 11 strikeouts. I mean, the stuff is dominant in the last couple of starts. So, especially coming off the Cincinnati and Baltimore starts where he was not good at all. And this is now, do we need 7 shutout innings from Ranger every single time? No, but I mean, hopefully this is a sign of good things to come here down the stretch from Ranger Suarez. That's what we want from Ranger. This is what we want from Ranger. So those are a couple of my takeaways from the series. And last thing is, I mean, I didn't see a whole lot of Joan Duran, like people freaking out about him blowing a save. At least I don't think I did. Maybe I was looking at the wrong things on social media, but I was actually at a party over the weekend and I was talking to somebody and they were telling me, like, oh my God, people are freaking out over Duran's. I'm like, were they? Like, I mean, if that's the case, then we need to settle down. Like, it's one blown save. It's one blown save from Duran. I'm not going to sit here and, like, go crazy over one save. Well, we expect him to be better than Brad Lidge. I know his stuff is super nasty. I know he throws 102 and on the sinker, and I it's disgusting. I get it, but yeah, we don't need to freak out over Duran blowing a save. We don't need to freak out over that. And also Harrison Bader, also a big game on Saturday. He went 3-for-4. He had the double, and he did have a, you know, run scored in the game too. So I mean, Bader, I mean, it'd be good to see Harrison Bader maybe get hot offensively here, and because he hasn't been like super good since he's gotten here. Now also, I really wish he wasn't platooning. I really, really wish he was starting every day in center field, but he's been okay since he's gotten here. So I was hoping maybe Bader maybe gets kind of hot in September, and Bader had a good day on Saturday, went 3-for-4 with the double and run scored. So Harrison Bader with a good day on Saturday. All right, a couple other things before we wrap it up. Phillies and Twins going to be playing in the Field of Dreams game in August of 2026. This, according to multiple major league sources. This according to The Athletic's Matt Gelb, for the writes for the Phillies, and Dan Hayes, which I probably think he would write for the Twins. I didn't 100% check, but I can check right now. Yes, he does. He does write for the Minnesota Twins, so that would make sense. According to Matt Gelb and Dan Hayes, the Phillies will be playing in the Field of Dreams game held in Dyersville, Iowa. I guess it's a revival of the game. The last one was played in 2022, I think, between the Cubs and the Cardinals. I think that's who it was. It wasn't the Cubs. Yeah, so the Yankees and Sox in 2021, and then 2022 between the Cubs and the Cardinals. So it will be 4 years since they have done the game. Now they've done the Negro Leagues game. They've done the Speedway game that they did a couple of weeks ago with the Reds and the Braves. So they've done some different games, which I like. I don't think they need to do a Field of Dreams game every year. They did it in 21. They did it in 22. They don't need to do it every year. I like switching it up and trying different things. I like it, and I think it's good for the game. Don't have it be the Field of Dreams game every single year. But I will say this. It is a weird matchup. It is weird. It's odd. Like the Phillies and Twins, I don't necessarily see the connection there. Like the Yankees and White Sox, at least like the White Sox, I mean, a part of Field of Dreams. If you haven't watched Field of Dreams, you know, the Eight Men Out were in that. Shoeless Joe was in it, stuff like that. The White Sox were a part of the Field of Dreams movie. And then you get the New York Yankees, the Yankees being the historic franchise that they are, made sense. White Sox, Yankees, it made sense. The year after, the Cubs and Cardinals, that made sense because of the rivalry between the Cubs and Cardinals. Now, with the Twins and Phillies, there's really no connection here. There's none. Yes, the Phillies made a few trades this year. Jhoan Duran, Nick Abel, Eduardo Tait, Harrison Bader. Like, okay. I don't necessarily see the connection. I'm not, like, super upset about it. Not super upset, but I'm not, like, maybe annoyed about it like some fans are I've seen on social media. Phillies fans, and then I can understand. I will say this. I can understand, like, fans that aren't fans of either of these teams where they're like, okay, what's up with this matchup? But I don't know. As a Phillies fan, I'm just excited that the Phillies are playing in the game. I guess I didn't really expect them to play in the game, also because they haven't played the game in 3 years at this point. So, I don't know. I guess I didn't really think about it that way. I'm just excited the Phillies are playing in the game. I'm excited they're playing in the game. Yeah, the Twins are a weird matchup. Would probably make a little more sense if it was a rival or in any other sense, but it's not, and the Phillies will be playing the Twins, though. But we'd love to know, and by the way, it's going to be a home game for the Twins, if it really matters, but cool. That's a home game we don't have to worry about for the Phils when it's not necessarily a home game, but I'm sure it will be. I'm curious to see how many, it'd probably be split between Twins and Phillies fans there, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited, though. I'm excited for the game to happen, even if it's not necessarily like a marquee matchup. But I just as a Phillies fan, I'm excited for it to happen. Okay, so now the Phillies will be playing the New York Mets next. And the Mets are coming into this series with a 69-61 record. They have not played great baseball lately. Mark Vientos, on the other hand, for the Mets has played really good baseball for the Mets offense. But besides that, the Mets have not played good baseball, really faltering out of the NL East race. And currently, I think they are out of a wild card spot. I'm pretty sure. Are they not? Yeah, I guess because the Cubs, Dodgers, and Padres all have, but I guess the Dodgers and Padres are tied for that spot. But I guess that then again, the NL West too. So I think the Mets have the last wild card spot. I think they do, but I'm not. It looks like the Cubs, Dodgers, and Padres all have the top three spot. But when one of those has to win the NL West, one of those do. So either way, though, the Mets look like at this point, looks like they are fighting for the wild card. And man, if the Phillies could sweep the Mets, I mean, that would be big. I mean, to go from being seven out of the National League East to being 10 out, that's huge. That's ginormous. If the Phillies can move the Mets from 7 to 10, that's huge. And I'm not usually like a big proponent of this, but it is. It's big. 10 games. It's a big series, man. It's a big series. And now I still think the Phillies are going to win this division no matter what, even if they do get even if they lose a series, even get swept, I still think they win the series. But I think if you're able to sweep them, that's big. That's the way I view it. So, pitching matchups, it's going to be Kodai Senga for the Mets tonight. All 7-10 starts, by the way, in New York, in Flushing. By the way, I'll be in Flushing on Wednesday. I'll be at the U.S. Open. So I'll be in close proximity to this game. I just won't be at the Phillies Mets game, but I will be in close proximity because Citi Field is right across the way from Flushing Meadows, where the U.S. Open happens. Tennis, by the way, for anyone that doesn't know. I'm pretty sure you probably know, but yes. So Kodai Senga versus Christopher Sanchez tonight. Sean Manaea versus Jesus Luzardo tomorrow night. And then Nolan McLean for the Mets, and then Taiwan Walker for the Phils. So that will do it for me today, Francisco Rojas. Another episode of Phillies Today. Stay tuned for everyone else that does a great job on the show. And I will talk to you guys on Thursday, and I'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.